You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
I like Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, but I prohibit my workers from listening to it.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. And on tonight's show, we're discussing, do you feel as though time is flying by? And what can you do to slow down the clock? You know, tonight's show, we're going to actually give you 10 things you can do to slow down time, to make you feel as though you're getting some time back, and to experience life at a greater level. Bill, how you doing?
I am doing wonderful, Ashley, and thanks for having us back for another round here. And I'm real excited about what you got coming up for us.
I am too. I'm just as excited as you are. I'm actually wondering what I'm going to talk about. But no, really.
I know. We're kind of going to make it up on the fly, as we normally
as
do.
As usual. Eric, how you doing?
Well, he's in a good mood, isn't he?
I'm wonderful. I'm not going to say what I was going to say, but I'm going to say what I was going to say. I'm doing great. I'm just trying to dry my hands off so I can stop time from slipping away.
Ooh.
Why are your hands wet in the first place?
Slipping.
I don't get it.
Because of anxiety. Because my time's slipping away. You got it.
Gotcha.
It goes full circle.
Okay,
yeah.
You're stressed out.
Your palms are sweaty.
Yeah.
Don't shake my hand then. You don't want people to shake your hand when their palms are sweaty. You're kind of like,
I hate that.
It's kind of like, ugh.
That's disgusting. Yeah. I want to go to the bathroom and just like wash my hands.
You kind of want to just spit in your hand and then shake their hand again and be like, hey, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah. Let's try that again. Let's see how you like
it. We're spit brothers now, right?
Right.
Spit sisters? I don't know. Hey, anyway.
Disgusting alert.
Yeah. I know, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of gross. So let's talk about how you can stop time, how you can slow down time. I mean, because a lot of times we all feel that the clock keeps ticking and you can't slow it down. You want to lasso it. You want to slow it down, but you can't. And I think the first thing we can do as human beings that find time just ticking away, where everybody's kids seem to be getting older and older, and the kid that you went for the birth of is now like, oh yeah, they're turning 8 years old. You're like, no, they're not getting any older. They can't get any older because that means that I'm 8 years older.
And they were
a bunch of crap.
They were
really
just 2 years old yesterday.
I just keep saying, no, your kid's four. Okay, just get over it.
No, what's even more is my kid's going to college now. It's like, whoa.
You're old.
Wait a minute. No, I'm saying if you, it was like a few years ago, it's like, whoa, really, junior's in college now. It's like, wow. But that is me, though. I got my daughter's a year and a half away from being a college freshman. I was in college yesterday.
God bless.
Where did the time go?
And it just seems like it's slipping away. You know, what do you do? Into the future, like our song.
Just like the song says, yeah.
Time is slipping into the future.
So how do we slow down time? How do you slow down time? And that's what we're talking about tonight. We're giving you the Perspectives way of slowing down time to make it work for you. And I think first off, one of the things we really want to talk about is being in the present. Being in the present. And being in the present means you're not living in the past, right? Because a lot of us have a tendency of living in the past because maybe the past was really good. Or maybe the past was really cruddy and we just want to beat ourselves over the head with it. Or we're living in the future all the time, kind of basically missing what's going on day to day.
You know, and Ashley, when you're talking about, let me talk about the past first. Not just living the past, but reliving the past. You know, kind of like a perpetual Groundhog Day. Reliving it. Which, by the way, this will impress you. That was actually a movie I saw. I haven't seen very many movies, but I've seen that one.
That's so, a great movie.
It is
you
a great
haven't
movie.
Seen very many movies. Come on.
I have not seen very many movies.
Really?
I mean, you can ask Ashley. The chances are, if you ask me about a movie,
Than Star Trek or Matrix.
Yeah, other than those two, then just assume I haven't seen it.
Wow.
Because, you know, she'll have me pull clips from various movies, you know, for the start of our segments. And, go remember this movie? Remember when it says this? No. So I have to make her go to YouTube and tell me, okay, what time does it start? What time does it stop? And I'll edit it.
If he knows a movie, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, it's the other way around.
It's the other way around.
But Groundhog Day was a good movie, though.
Groundhog Day was a good movie. So... Yeah. So we tend, Ashley, I think not just to live in the past, but to relive it and kind of refight the battles. You know, it's like, man, I wish I'd done that, or why did I do this, or things like
but
that.
But Groundhog Day, at least he got to relive it, and do it to the best of his ability,
right,
and then get what he wants. And so it wasn't like time was passing this whole time, and 50 years later, you know, he gets the girl at the age of 80, you know, and they kick it at the chocolate place and have a hot tea and call it a night. You know, I mean, he actually got to live it, and that's different from what we deal with. And I think a lot of times, because we don't live in the present, we're not experiencing all that we can, that we could have. You know what I'm saying? When people say, oh, it's all about timing. Well, yeah, sometimes it's all about timing, but sometimes it's just getting your butt in the game,
right,
and stop being on the sidelines. And I've caught myself being on the sidelines many times where I'm over there watching everybody else play, and I'm over there standing there, and eventually I go, well, what am I doing this whole time?
Yeah. Groundhog Day a second, you know, one of the benefits that he had was he was able to go back in time, if I'm correct, and he corrected things, right?
Because he was able to remember it.
Yeah,
because he was able to remember.
It brings up another point. We're talking about time and time slipping away. Have you guys ever, like, been in the city, like, for a long time and driving in the city and driving on expressways? Then you go through a small town that's got, like, red lights everywhere. And it changes your orientation.
Yes.
You know, think about that. I mean, you're going 75
miles. It slows you down.
It slows you down. And when it slows you down, what are you able to notice? You're able to notice the little corner store. Mm-hmm. You're able to notice
the architecture, the stone,
the curvature of the road.
The brick.
All of that.
Historical markers.
Unfortunately, nowadays, it's like, you know, it's all the, you know, old bomb and pop shops being boarded up.
Yeah, but that's
anyway.
Okay. But my point is, when you slow it down, you slow it down. You know, you see more. Things are more vibrant. Things are more real. Things are more meaningful.
They're in front of you. They're there in front of you.
And so maybe that has some significance on our life. We're on the highway, the expressway of life. And so maybe every once in a while, we should pull over and slow down and go down the country road a little bit.
You know, we're most people's lives nowadays, I mean, we're just in such a rush. It's like, you know, there's never enough time in the day. And, you know, we spend 30 minutes to an hour, especially those of us who live in large cities, spend 30 minutes to an hour getting to work, 30 minutes to an hour getting from work. You spend eight or maybe you put in a 10 or 12 hour day, depending on what your job is. Then you got to go home and you got to get to kids to soccer practice. You got to get into volleyball practice. You got to go into band practice. And then you got this and that and the other. And you're just in such a rush. You're always thinking about the next two or three things.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I worry about you sometimes, Ashley. You know, because to me, you just go too fast. Of course, now in your defense, I'm not criticizing you. I'm just, you know, you are in so many good things. You do a lot of good things. And you've got so much on your plate that it's like you're going from here to here, 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 here.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. You know, and I think it's all about, you're right, it's all about rhythm.
But sometimes I worry about you.
Yeah, well, okay. I appreciate that. But, you know, I worry about you too. I see it a different way. I see you, you know, burning the candle at both ends, working overnights. I see you not getting enough sleep, constantly being tired.
Yeah.
So from my perspective, I see that too. But I think it has to go with your rate of speed. What are you accustomed to? What is your rhythm associated with? When I slow down, I slow down for a specific reason.
Yeah.
And I rarely go faster than my normal speed. And the reason for that is just because it works for me.
Eric, have you ever been in a car with Ashley?
Yes, I have. Gosh. Quite memorable.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite memorable.
I was going to say, are your nerves steady yet?
It is not bad at all. I always get us there fine. Okay. There's other people in the room here that can attest to how good a driver I am.
The thing that helps me is that I've been around race car drivers. I've been to the Indy 500.
Yeah.
I've been to.
They got nothing on Ashley.
Yeah, they got nothing on Ashley. So I'm kind of used to it, you know. But, you know, Ashley brings up a wonderful point, rhythm. And I go back to my athletic days. And the cool thing about being an athlete was that there was a certain rhythm to your life. You would exert physical energy, and you would exhaust yourself, but you knew that there was a recovery time, and then you'd prepare for the next exertion.
That's right,
of
they
energy.
Coached you.
Exactly. And so there was a rhythm to it, and that means a lot. And so think about that rhythm. Rhythm is a good thing. So you can go at a high frequency, but you got to know when to slow it down and how to slow it down.
So we got to get in touch with our inner Janet Jackson, you know, the Rhythm Nation.
Rhythm Nation.
Rhythm Nation. Oh my gosh.
We are part of a Rhythm Nation.
That's a rough time. Those are back in the dark days. But honestly, you have to be in the present moment. You have to be an active participant. You have to know your own rhythm. And I think that's so inherently important. So when we return, we're going to be talking about more ways how you can actually slow down time and reap the benefits of that and enjoy your life more. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in. We'll be back in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. And on tonight's show, we're talking about time flying by. Do you feel as though time is flying? And how can we slow it down? And on tonight's show, I'm going to give you the top five things you can do to slow down the clock. I remember I said top 10.
Top 5. What happened to the top 10?
Well, we're going to slow it down. We're going to make these top 5 things very important because I realized we were going to be rushing through those top 10.
So we're going to slow jam.
Quiet storm.
So in other words, you know, we brought you, the listeners, in with a tease. Oh, top 10 things, but now we're going to kind of pull the rug out from under you. We're only going to give you 5.
Well, there was no rug. There was no rug.
There's no rug to begin with.
No. It was like there was no tablecloth.
You know, I want to know what you listeners think about that. Do you want 5 things or 10 things? Go on Facebook and Twitter with us.
Go on Facebook. We're on Twitter right now under Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Ashley Burgess, go on and talk to us. So right before the break, we were talking about being in the present, you know, being an active participant in life. And one other concept of doing that is to actually stop gossiping. That's one thing. Anytime that I start gossiping, guess what? I remove myself from being in the present moment. I put myself on the sidelines. I make myself a spectator because I'm talking about someone else's life. And I don't know about you, but for everybody listening, when you start gossiping, have you ever like sat back and wondered like, where did the time go? It's like you're missing all this time, but you got nothing to show for it. It's like this very empty life. And I remember, I mean, I've had some really juicy gossip lately, but I've had to sit back and realize this isn't getting me anywhere.
Well, and the key word there, Ashley, is realize. Because I thought
it was juicy.
Well, that too. Juicy.
Okay, realize. I got to realize the gossip.
But yeah, I mean, this has happened to you, I'm sure. It's that you get involved in gossip, you don't even realize it. It just happens. All of a sudden, you kind of, wait a minute, what the heck am I doing?
But you got nothing going for it. So there you are, just being a sideline, you know, people on the sideline. You might as well have like the news camera out there and just, you know, taking pictures of other people's lives.
Eric, I'm going to stick up for the ladies us men gossip too.
Well,
let's admit it, fellas.
I abhor it, but
yes, we do it.
But I get out of it as soon as I feel like I'm in it,
and so do I. but that's my point too, is that we just start doing it and don't even realize what we're doing.
True.
Yeah. You know, it's
kind of like junk food. You know, you start eating on a bag of chips, and then before you know it, the bag of chips is gone.
Can't have.
And
just
you're
one
over
legs,
there like
you know?
You've actually made sure that the whole bag is open, and you've tilted your head, and you're holding the bag up to try to get the last of the little crumbs.
Yeah, and you're still hungry afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do it like me, it's while you're driving.
And then you're
it's
thirsty.
While you're driving, and I've got the bag of Doritos. You know, you know, while I'm driving.
I can see
here.
You doing that.
Yes.
I can see you doing. That's why you should be taking the train more often. I'm just kidding.
I do take the train more often.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't like to eat in the car because I always wonder, what if you blink and you hit somebody or something? So let's go on to the next concept of acknowledging your success. I think a lot of times we get so ingrained in being better or doing better than you were or trying to, you know, create something in your life that you'll have these milestones and you'll hit these milestone successes, but you don't even give yourself a pat on the back. And you're off to the next level trying to run on this hamster wheel to get to that next level, but you've never sat there and said, hey, good job, self.
You know? I think culture has a lot to do with it. The American work ethic type thing.
Yeah.
You can't stop. You can't stop to say, okay, good job, because if you stop, well, then somebody else is going to take your spot. At least that's the way I feel sometimes.
Go ahead, Bill. I'm sorry.
No, I was finished. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I that's a big point for me, having kids. And one of the things that I've purposefully done as a dad is that I celebrate when my kids do something well. And when I was younger, we were busy, too busy with other things, trying to keep the heat on and keep the lights on. And so we didn't celebrate things, you know, growing up. But I've made it a point now because it gives you an opportunity to pause, reflect and measure where you are. And, you know, so when my kids do something great, even if it's a great, you know, a game or a good grade in school or overcoming something that they had trouble with, we pause and we celebrate it. Why? Because it's something that's very important and we want to make sure that it's recognized.
And I like that. And this is something that gets as close to my heart, too, because I have a tendency of not acknowledging successes. I have a tendency of seeing, like, the big picture, seeing where I want to go, and all the little milestones that I set. I just don't even really think about it. And it's not until, like, the end of the year where I look back and say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I did that. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I did this. And it's like, what kind of joy is that?
Yeah,
I mean, it's just a means to an end.
Yeah, I kind of do the same thing, actually. In my case, it's like, well, yeah, I did that, but I expected that of myself.
Yeah.
You know,
or this should have happened earlier. I can't believe it took this long.
So I don't recognize it as a milestone.
Yeah. And see, what we're talking about, I think, you know, the holiday season is upon us. And I think what we're talking about is a microcosm of what we're doing as a society. You rush through Veterans Day to get to Christmas and you forget Thanksgiving. You know, and it's just like that as an individual. You don't take the time to pause and say, you know what, this is a time to give thanks, or this is a time to reflect, or this is a time to give back. And I think that's harmful.
Well, you know,
individually and as a society.
I mean, you know how bad it's gotten, Eric? I mean, there's a retailer, I won't name the name, but there's a retailer. They're going to open at 6 a.m. on Thursday morning, Thanksgiving morning. See, they're not even waiting now for Thursday afternoon.
The food hadn't even digested yet.
I mean, haven't even started making the food yet.
Yeah.
And now we're going Christmas shopping. It's like no more sitting down. I mean, of course, I mean, if people actually do sit down and eat Thanksgiving nowadays, then now they just go out to restaurants.
So we're accelerating time instead of slowing time down.
I mean, you know, I mean, that, of course, you know me, actually, that's a pet peeve of mine. We don't take the time to celebrate Thanksgiving anymore. We're in a rush to get to Christmas. And Christmas has become so material-oriented anyway that, at least the way I think anyway, there's no time to enjoy the individual holidays as they come up.
I think this is a basic reflection of society today. I think that, honestly, the way that we see holidays and the way that we perceive things and how we accept the timing and really look at it, it really is just it just stems from where we are right now, and honestly, that's the fast food society of life. I mean, everybody wants it yesterday, and the sad state of affairs is that it doesn't really allow for any sort of depth. But on top of that, it really doesn't allow for joy and happiness. I mean, you really can't have true joy, really, and you can't have true happiness when you're racing to a finish line. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I used to run cross country and track.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe for the first few minutes or maybe the first hour when I was warming up, yeah, I liked what I was doing. But the rest of the time when I was running, I was running. I wasn't thinking about how happy I was. I might have been thinking about how cold it was, how freezing it was, how the spandex pants weren't keeping me warm. I might have thought about the Bengay that I had to put on my legs to get out there because it was so cold.
Yeah.
But I wasn't thinking about how happy I am in life and all the joy I had. I was thinking about, I've got to finish this race, and I got to hurry. And I got to run so fast and beat all these people. And then when I get done, I got to run in another race. And then, you know what, next week I got to practice all over again, and the coach is going to beat me up doing hills and what have you and running miles and miles and miles, and I'm going to mess up my legs and I'm going to mess up my ankles and I'm going to mess up my legs forever, really, is what happens when you're really running and you're being trained as a runner. You're going to give up certain things down the line. But I remember there was no joy and happiness in running that race. I wasn't just ecstatic. I didn't have a smile on my face. I was... You know, if anything, if it was cold, you were panting all the way down to the finish line.
Yeah.
And you get there, and, you know, you got a little ribbon if you did, and that was it, and you get ready again for next week.
The joys of track and field, the pain of it. You know, that reminds me of when you talk to, and I'll use football as an example, when you see teams that win the Super Bowl. And, you know, we as fans are all excited and elated and what a journey, and we can remember all the games and what have you. But the players are like, we really don't get it until the season is over or until years after they've retired. Why? Because it moves so fast. They don't even have a time to enjoy it because they're on week to week to the next game, to the playoff game, to the next game. And so it's not until years later when guys look back at the film or do a reflective show that they can look back and say, you know what? Wow, we learned some things. We did some things. This was a great journey. That's kind of sad to a degree. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
We enjoyed as fans, but you miss so much of it in the pursuit of it.
I totally agree with that. It's not until later on down the road that you start actually looking at something and reflecting on it. And I think that's so important because happiness and joy are such a big part of life. And accepting your successes and accepting even, you know, things that we haven't done well is a part of your life. And it's so important for you to acknowledge these types of things, but to do it in a timely basis where it's not so far behind you. I think that's very important, where you're not like reminiscing in the past, that you're somewhere near the present tense. So stay tuned, because when we return, we're going to be talking about the other two things that you can do to slow down time, to put a lasso on time, and to feel like you're getting some time back in your life. Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in, two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. And on tonight's show, we're discussing about how time seems to be flying by. Do you feel as though time is flying by? And how do we slow it down? How do we put a lasso around that clock? You know, it's like you want to slow it down, but how do you do it? And on tonight's show, we're talking about the ways that you can actually slow down time to get more out of your life and to feel better about yourself, quite honestly, because I know when I start feeling that time is flying by, I feel like I'm not getting anything done. I mean, the to-do list seems to get longer and longer with less things done. You know, I also feel like, you know, I haven't accomplished as much of my goals as I'd like. And I also don't feel that happy about things, to be quite honest. I mean, because it just seems like things keep going faster and faster and faster, that I don't have any time to be happy. And so, you know, before we went to a break, we were talking about being in the present. We were talking about not being a sideline person, but being an active participant in life. We also talked about acknowledging your successes in life, not waiting until, you know, your deathbed when you're like, wow, I can't believe I did all that. Okay, bye. You know, and you're out. You know, no, you have to do it before that. Acknowledging the successes is cool because it kind of validates you yourself, but it also allows you to enjoy being you, not always trying to run like a hamster on a wheel, trying to get to something that you've created in your mind anyway. That might not be exactly where you need to be, but part of the journey is this time. And when we're just running through the journey, it's like you're running through life. I mean, it's like you're like on a game show, running like on the, like on trying to get everything you can in your cart for a certain prize went out. But that's not what life's about. It's not a track and cross country meet, you know?
Right. Well, you know, Ashley, we did a show recently about stopping to smell the roses, which, so for our listeners, if you want to listen to previous shows,
you can go on Spreaker, or you could go on iTunes, and it's perfect.
And also
Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Burgess.com, and and you can listen to, how many shows have we got up there, about 150?
Yeah, more than 150.
Yeah.
All good shows, great shows.
Yeah, so we can, you can listen to as many of these topics as you want.
All on demand, don't have to download them. You can if you want to, but yeah.
So anyway, stop and smell the roses, you know, just slow down and pay attention to what's going on around you.
Pause and park the car.
Yeah, there you go. And, instead of driving like, you know, 80 miles an hour down the super highway of life, you know, maybe take the time to go down one of the main city streets.
One of the farm to market roads.
Yeah, one of the farm to market roads.
FM.
There you go.
Yeah, I like to see the scenery, and I think the scenery is part of your life, and I think that goes back to the concept of what we were talking about earlier about allowing joy and happiness in your life.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. I'm sorry.
Well, who is that from?
That's Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, okay.
Ren and Stimpy. Yeah, y'all didn't see this listening to us, but the look Ashley just gave me, it's like, okay, I'm sorry, Ashley. I'm
allowing for joy and happiness.
He doesn't watch a lot of movies, but he loves cartoons.
But I do love cartoons. Yeah, yeah. So.
You see what I deal with on a daily basis?
I apologize, Ashley. Move along.
I'm stopping to smell the roses right now, actually. No, I mean, think about the joy and happiness. Think about it. When you're racing through life, you're not going to experience joy or happiness. And so if you can just slow it down, and I think a lot of this also goes back to the fact of it's easier to slow things down when you seem to find purpose. And I think that's something that I always go back to and I reiterate, but when you found your purpose in life and you realize the direction you want to go with it, it seems like you can savor things more. Like you can savor life more. It seems like you kind of realize why things are happening. You kind of realize why this happens, and then you can kind of see a correlation of when this happened or when that happened, and it starts to make sense instead of you feeling as though you have no purpose and that the world is just doing things to you and you are just here. And maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. Because I know when I wasn't on target about my purpose, I couldn't understand the coordination of things that came together. I couldn't understand the synchronicity of things because I couldn't see the synchronicity because I wasn't in the same vision. So I just saw these things coming together, but I didn't know why. But it wasn't until I figured out my purpose that the synchronicity is a very cool thing to experience. And the only way you can experience synchronicity in your life is to slow it down a little bit and to be in the present tense and to pay attention. Because if you're not paying attention, you don't even know there is synchronicity.
Well, it's kind of forcing the tree thing, isn't it, Ashley? You know, it's when life is in front of you, and you know, and all you see is this big tree in front of you, you don't see the forest around you. Because, and so, you know, for our listeners tonight, I mean, of course, you know, we encourage you to go on Facebook and Twitter and let us know your opinion about this. We don't want to be Pollyanna about it, okay? We know that we all have a life to lead.
Busy lives,
You know, a job, a family, kids, you know, whatever, you know, maybe charitable activities that you're involved in, okay? And so we get it, okay? We're not saying, you know, just live this ideal utopian, you know, thing, okay? I think all we're saying is that be aware of what you're doing at the time that you're doing it, and don't just block it out. You know, in other words, take a step back from the tree and notice that there's a forest around you.
Yeah, and I think Ashley said it perfect earlier. The two words that I'm really going to hover on are synchronicity and rhythm. You got to know when to accelerate, know when to decelerate, know when to park it, you know, and all of that.
Know when to fold them.
Know when to fold them.
Know when to walk away, know when to run. Yeah.
But, you know, there's a rhythm to it. And I think as long as you can stay within that rhythm, you're not dancing with two left feet.
We are a part of the rhythm nation.
Oh, God.
I really don't like that song.
What?
I mean, you know,
that's like
late 80s, early 90s.
I just think
kind of the rough of the rough pop, you know. I mean,
Janet Jackson.
What about Rhythm is a Dancer? Da, 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 da.
I just think Bill likes the guest jeans she was wearing in the video.
Don't be stopping and smelling those roses. Let's continue this conversation.
It's gonna be something I want to smell.
Let's get back on target.
Let's get into present, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So anyway,
is this a family show? I forgot.
We are family.
Okay, so I think that we've allowed some joy and happiness to come into this show.
Oh yes, tonight. Janet Jackson is joy.
To reap the benefits of this joy and happiness of our daily routine. And so I think when you allow that in, it changes the whole dynamic, and it makes for a really cool life. It makes for some really cool stuff going down. I mean, because you're allowed to appreciate all these things. You know, I think the next thing that you really want to do with this purpose is that I think once you figure out that purpose, part of the purpose thing is to change your habits. Change habits that aren't working for you.
Yeah.
You know, if they're not working, it's not working. And what I'm getting at is I know that there's a lot of people listening. I know that I've been on this side of this as well, is that, you know, I mean, if you are drinking to excess every single night, I mean, you're going to feel like the days and the nights are just going together. And you're going to feel like your timeline is shorter and shorter. And you're going to feel like crap every morning. Every morning you wake up and you feel like crap. And you take your vitamins and you do everything, your breakfast thing. And then you go to work. And it's not until midday where you feel like you're not in that cloud anymore. That deranged cloud of I drank too much deranged cloud. And then you finally clear up your brain. And then the next thing you know, you're at happy hour with people at your work again. And so, yeah, the days are going to seem very small when you're constantly over-medicating yourself with self-medication.
Uh-oh, Eric, you're pointing to yourself. What's up with that?
No, I'm kidding. But I've seen that in action. I've seen it in action, and you're right. It's a rut. It's not a rhythm. It's a rut, and the rut isn't healthy.
No, it's not. And, you know, you talk about over-medication, and I know what you're getting at, Ashley, but, I mean, even something as simple as coffee. I mean, how many of us know somebody, which, by the way, for those of you listening, if you don't know somebody like this, then you probably are that person, where, I mean, it's like they can't. They look forward to their next cup of coffee. It's all about getting through the next 30 minutes so you'll get a cup of coffee.
That's an addiction.
You know? And
that's an addiction. That's an addiction. That's a physiological, that's a mental addiction. I get it. I get it. And some people need that as a almost like a treat. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if I can get through this, I get a treat.
Like,
you know?
A lab rat, you know? It's like to do something and you give them the treat,
rats,
you know? So.
But I mean, like, think about a dog, too. You get them to do a trick and they get a treat. And it's the same thing with us sometimes when we're doing things that are laborious, perhaps, that we don't really want to do. You have to give yourself these treats, almost like these breadcrumbs. And I think that's when you have to also step back and look at what are you doing
with
your life.
What are you doing
with
your life?
It's like,
and if you're drinking, like, all the time and you're constantly drinking every night and every day where you're in a drunken stupor and then you have the whole cloudy brain going on. Why are you drinking so much? What part of your life are you trying to forget, or what part of your life are you wishing was different? But, and I think that's key.
But my favorite cartoon is Dilbert, and so one of the characters in there, Wally, it's kind of the running joke, he drinks 40 cups of coffee a day. And so it's to the point where he doesn't even do any work. All he does is drink coffee, you know? So drink a cup and go back and get one, you know, back and forth.
I assume he doesn't sleep.
No.
And I'm assuming that he doesn't talk to people in close proximity with that coffee breath.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't understand him anyway. He'd be talking faster than me.
Right. Yeah, no joke. And you do.
I talk fast. And I don't drink that much coffee.
I was going to say, talk about slowing down, Ashley. I mean, come on. Why don't you slow down your rate of speech here?
She slowed down. She's slowing down. She went from 10 to 5.
See,
I went from 10 to 5.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I did good.
10 to 5. You are doing good, Ashley.
Yeah, heck, we might throw in a 6th one for free. I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet. I don't know. You get the 6th one for free.
Yeah, we
understand?
Might rush through 5 so we can get to 6,
just to get
right?
To 6.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, hurry up. Let's go. Let's go to the break here. Come on. Let's do it. Come on. Let's do it. Okay.
And therein lies a problem.
Did you see she just gave me the look again? I'll behave myself. Okay.
For all our listeners, don't rush through 5 just to get to 6.
Don't rush through 5 just to get to 6.
There you
and
go.
Bill, I love you. You're awesome. I will get you some roses and make you smell them at some point. So anyway, when we return, we're going to be talking about the rest of the things you can do to stop time in its tracks and get back your life. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in. We'll be back in 2 shakes. I can lift you up. I can show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be.
Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. And on tonight's show, we've been discussing time flying by. How do you feel? Is time flying by in your life? You know, we've been giving you the kind of concepts that you can slow down your life, you know, reap the benefits, you know, put a lasso around that clock and slow it down. You know, we talked about being in the present, you know, not being a spectator in your own life, you know, acknowledging the successes in your life when you're doing it, when they're actually happening, instead of when you're on your deathbed or way later on down the road where you have to watch video or you have to read something about it to remember. You know, also, what about allowing joy and happiness in your life? And you can't run through life and still have joy and happiness. It just doesn't exist. I mean, you have to slow it down. You have to enjoy what you're doing. I mean, it's like eating. Think about it. You can't enjoy and really taste a meal even if you're just racing through it. I mean, if you just clean your plate in 5 minutes, I really don't think that you're enjoying that. I think you're eating because you're eating.
Or heck, not even cleaning your plate. You know, go through the drive-thru, you know?
And just, arm off in the drive-thru.
And I'll admit, I did that earlier, you know, coming to the studio. I was, you know, running late, and so I didn't even bother to eat a proper lunch.
You rarely eat a proper lunch, so.
Well, I mean, but I do when I have the chance, but today I was running late, and I shouldn't have been late, but I was, and so I just, you know, drive-thru and just, you know, eating hamburger on the way here.
I won't get on to you for that. I mean, because I know that you must have driven down one of those farm roads to get here. Because you wanted to experience life, right?
Yeah, what you said, actually. Yeah, we'll go with that. Okay.
95 miles an hour in the left lane flying down the highway was probably Bill's scenario, but we won't go there.
We'll go with that. Yeah.
Say that he was enjoying life on a farm road.
Who's that old man in the fast lane? Oh, that's Bill. Pull over.
Not an old man the way I was driving today.
I don't know. An old man in a Ferrari, maybe. So, you know, think about the concept of purpose. We talked talked about purpose and how when you find your purpose, it seems that life makes sense. And, you know, before I talked about the concept of rhythm, and we talked about how you figure out your rhythm, your pace in life, really your honest pace and where that goes, but also the synchronicity. I mean, once you get to know your purpose and why you're here, you can start realizing when things are significant, but also as well as if things are happening in a synchronicity type process. And when you start seeing those things, they can be so amazing because you get it. Like, you're not just lost in the shuffle, or these things aren't just happening, or it's not just deja vu. A lot of people come up with all these reasonings behind it. No, it's a synchronicity, and things are coming together. And as you see the quilt of your life being sewn together and you being an active participant in it, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you know, Ashley, sometimes life and age forces you to slow down. When I was younger, I used to run a lot in the woods and hiking trails and all of that, and I would run them. Why? Because I was young and I had all this energy and I was fit and all of that. And now that I'm older, I walk. On the hiking trails and in the mountains, and it's so much more enjoyable now. But I remember the day when I would just sprint through it and not pay attention to everything, but it's more enjoyable now. And so life has forced me to slow down. And that's typically what happens to most people if they don't consciously try. Life will slow you down in some form or fashion to your natural rhythm and your natural pace.
Yeah, life just has a tendency to balance things out. Yeah. Yep.
We were talking also about habits, you know, about how you can change your habits, whether it's drinking or smoking or whatever you're doing that's not good for you. And some of these things can cause you to feel weak, to feel sick a lot. That can also get in the way of your rhythm. And it can also have you kind of in a haze. In the hazy days all the time where, you know, you're coming out of it, you're finally clearing your head by the time you're heading to the next happy hour. And I think that that's also another process of feeling that time is just, you know, just running away from you. And I think a lot of it's because you're not really living. You're too busy, like, getting over whatever you did the night before, you know, babysitting yourself, medicating yourself, and then doing it to yourself again. And, you know, that can be an addiction. That could be a reason for addiction, but that also could be because you feel as though you are unhappy with your life.
I used to make fun of folks when I was a young executive, and especially my teammates that were married, and we'd go out, and I was in advertising, so we partied pretty hard. There was always a network party somewhere, and all the older fellows and ladies would leave the party at 7, but us young single executives would stay till midnight and shut down the bar. And now I look back and I'm like, I'm that person that's got to leave at 7 o'clock now so I can go to sleep at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, for one thing, you're older, but also, you've got responsibilities.
Yeah, you got responsibilities. Yeah. So like I say, life has a way of slowing you down.
Whether you want to or not.
Whether you want to or not.
Which, so. I mean, real quickly, actually, if we have the time, you know, the stereotype that comes to my mind is the midlife crisis.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I think of men on this, but I guess women do it too. You get to a certain age or a certain stage in your life, and it's like, you know, I want to be young again. And so I want to
go buy a Porsche.
Yeah, go buy the fancy car and, you know, do the jet setting.
That was a Porsche ad, by the way.
Yeah, so Porsche sends your, you know, ad money to, you know, Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, please. But get to the midlife crisis and to me it's almost I don't know if it's sickness is the right word, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, something's wrong there.
I've done a show about that before, about the midlife crisis, and I think a lot of that is just being off target. I mean, I think a lot of times that happens when you really haven't figured out your purpose in life, when you figure out I'm this old and I'm still here.
Or maybe you thought you knew it, but now you're questioning it.
That or you didn't live your life.
Or I'm this old and I'm still in the club trying to pick up young people younger than me.
Yeah.
Scary.
I like that.
Pick up people way younger.
Yeah. That's male and female nowadays, by the way.
That's why I said picking up people way younger.
Yeah, and I think those types of things happen to everybody. And I don't think it has to be when you're old. I mean, I think some people think that midlife crisis only happens when you're old. But I think we have these breakdowns throughout our life. And a lot of times it's because we feel as though our life is behind the eight ball, that we're not seeing as much success as we want, as well as maybe not being really happy with the status quo, feeling like life is passing us by too fast. And that leads us to, our last thing that you can do to slow down time that we're going to talk about tonight. And that is using your time wisely. I know this sounds easy. I know this sounds mediocre. I know this sounds like I learned this in middle school. Well, you know what? You didn't, because none of us did. I mean, you know, the process of using your time wisely is a very important process. I mean, a lot of people need to use a spreadsheet to do this correctly, okay? You need to learn Excel, and you need to get the spreadsheet out, or you need to get a good calendar and start writing up your calendar. What are you doing in life? What's important to you? What's not important? And what are you doing in life? Okay, so if you find yourself doing a lot of not important things that you've deemed unimportant,
cut it off.
You need to check your priorities. Yeah. You need to check them, because you know what? You're going against your values. What you don't think is priority, you are actually putting up on in the front row. And you can't do that and actually have other things going on in your life.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get caught up in the minutiae. You know, you've got to prioritize, you know, like you were saying, Ashley, and, you know, decide what you're going to invest your time and your energy in. And, and try to eliminate, you know, the distractions.
Yeah. Like we said earlier, life has a way of forcing you to do that, whether it's lack of energy, whether it's lack of financial resources to do all that other stuff.
Lack of time.
Or lack of time, you know. So, again, prioritizing is very, very important. I always say in business, and I share it with my kids as well, and when I'm speaking publicly, do a few things very well versus doing a whole lot of things not so well. Just focus on a few things and doing those very, very well, and you can get a lot of fulfillment, I think, from that.
I agree with that. And I think you have to really put things into priority. And I think this all goes suit with the concept of synchronicity and rhythm. If you're out there doing things that don't kind of relish in your life, that don't, you know, aren't congruent to what you want to do, you're going to miss out on a lot of synchronicity, or things that could happen at this time will be pushed back or might not ever come to pass. And I think that timing is so important, because when you use time wisely, it seems that the timing of things seem to happen correctly because you're in the right place at the right time. If you're too busy out over in left field dealing with something you don't need to be dealing with, the timing of another event's not going to come together properly. It's just not, because you're not where you're supposed to be at. And in order to figure out where you're supposed to be at, you have to take the time and realize, what am I doing in this present time? And that goes back to the first thing to do in order to get your time back, and to slow down the hands of time and to lasso that clock and slow it down. You might not reverse it, but you're going to really slow it down. You're going to tick every minute with it by being in the present and understanding, okay, this is my life, for better or for worse. I'm going for this, and I'm really happy about where I am, or I'm not that happy with where I am, but I'm going to make some changes in my life, and I'm going to be present for these changes. It's not going to be that, you know, the world is acting upon me. I'm going to actually actively participate.
And as a last point, Ashley, you know, regardless of what you may think out there as you're listening to us, you do have the power to change your life if you don't like where it's leading.
Power to the people.
That's right.
Everybody has the power, and it's not being done to you. And I think that's a big thing, too, is that you're not just a victim here. And that's kind of in the same process of allowing joy and happiness, because you can realize, once you start allowing those two to come into your life and you start allowing for the synchronicity, you realize you're not a victim. You can only be a victim if you want to be a victim. I mean, some of us want to be that. But I think honestly, when you're being pure in thought, you want to be happy, you want to be joyful, and you see your successes and you relish in them, and you relish in other people's successes as well. Great show, Eric.
Yes, yes. I will be slowing down a little bit more now and focusing on the roads and taking the slow road.
I like that. We'll be going on the farm market roads here.
FM roads, baby.
And not eating fast food while we're doing it, too. So thank you, Ashley. Again, I learned
great
something
show.
New every time.
I'll get you a power bar and some water next time.
great
thank
show.
You very much.
Great show.
I'll hook you up on that one. I'll get that one. You'll like these power bars, too. They got some chocolate in
them. Yum.
It, you're good.
Love it.
So, yeah, stay tuned and just remember that rhythm, synchronicity. Allow yourself to slow down those clocks, slow down the hands of time, and be in the present tense. Find your joy and happiness. We got a great show for you next week. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back this time in Three Shakes.